program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
On? Is it working? Okay. Citizens of the 21st century, hopefully you can hear the sound of my voice. But more importantly, I hope that you will listen to what I am saying. For what my voice has to say is very important. Hearken and learn. Friends, are you happy? Are you content? Do you have what the Church of the Subgenius refers to as slack? If you are like most of the people of your day and age, then you are not happy, and you are not content, and you think that you live in a time where slack is as scarce as a taco at a burrito convention. Well, friends, what if I told you that you live in a golden age of slack? Things for you are better than they have ever been before, and better than they ever will be in the future. I know what you're thinking, but I have to go to my stupid conspiracy job. I have to listen to the incessant jackhammering yammering of the Pinks and Mediocritans. I have to use money to get pizza and comic books. I can't go into public wearing my giraffe costume like I want to. They won't let me carry my flamethrower like I want to. Petty concerns. Petty concerns, I tell you. You have no idea the horror that awaits you. This may be difficult for my brothers and sisters and Mr. Sisters and Sister Misters in the 21st century to grasp, but I am broadcasting to you from the future. You may ask yourself, how can this be? I'm listening to this now, not in the future. In most cases, you would be correct. But in this case, you would be incorrect. It may sound strange. It may sound impossible. But I assure you, friends, it is strangely unimpossible. I must not neglect to mention that our temporal broadcasting equipment is substandard and prone to malfunction. It is not only possible, but likely that you will experience some temporal anomalies during this broadcast. We apologize for any inconvenience, confusion, or moments of meaningful introspection. You must have questions, and surely I must give you answers. But first things first, allow me to introduce myself. I am DU-13, the great-great-great-grandson of the man many of you probably don't know is DU-8. I am one of the few remaining faithful subgenii left here in the future. In my time, your future, the Church of the Subgenius has been hunted to all but extinction. The followers of J.R. Bob Dobbs are few, but we remain vigilant. The conspiracy no longer hides in the shadowy minds of mouth-breathing rabble. For it has become the consensus. Everyone agrees. Argument leads to doubt, and doubt leads to questions, and questions lead to disobedience. And the disobedient don't contribute their fair share to the eco-money, or economy, as people of your time called it. You might think, how bad can it be? It's the future. Surely they have eliminated cancer and heart disease. Surely they have solved the food supply problems. Surely the days are filled with endless blissful slack. Well, flying cars, yes. Advances in medical science, yes. An ample food supply for everyone, yes. Endless blissful slack, no, no, 1,000 times no. Not convinced? Well, allow me to convince you. In the future, there are no citizens. Only customers and associates. Not only is everyone a customer, but everyone is an associate too. There are no longer countries and borders. There are only departments. The only form of identification that is accepted anywhere is a credit card, which you are issued upon birth at a reasonable 27% interest rate. The medical expense of your birth will be added to your card before it is issued. Payments are due on the first of every month. In the future, the iHead has become the most popular form of cell phone. One just chooses a personality app to download, and the burden of all decisions and personal preferences are removed in an instant. All viewpoints are 100% compliant with the Associate Personality Policy and are guaranteed to aid in creating a fun and efficient workplace environment. Non-usage of a cell phone is considered a violation of the Associate Personality Policy and is punishable by mandatory participation in the Green Initiative Protein Recycling Program. In the future, all food must be purchased from the food department, and all purchases must be made with your credit identification card. All food department foodstuffs are fortified with vitamins that ensure the proper regulation of hormones and neurotransmitters. Any attempt to procure or produce foodstuffs outside of the food department system will result in mandatory participation in the agricultural fertilizer program. In the future, all music, video programs, and other forms of electronic entertainment media can only be enjoyed on the Omnichannel. The Omnichannel is operated by the Customer Information Advocacy, which is dedicated to informing all customers of their best options concerning mandatory purchasing. The Customer Information Advocacy Group, or CIA, ensures that all programming content has the mandatory customer information announcements, or advertising, in place. These announcements will appear as video overlays, voiceovers, and 10 to 15 second reminders that appear every few minutes of programming. Those associates who have the burden of great wealth can purchase a CIA filter, which allows them to enjoy the entertainment programming without the constant interruptions of customer information announcements. It's the least that can be done for those who have so much luxury weighing on their shoulders. In the future, the grand CEO of the Beaver Cyrus Empire has decreed that all entertainment content must be inherently commercial in nature. The strict definition of commercial being that said content must explicitly endorse the purchase and usage of products or services. Right now, in my time, the most popular reality sitcom series is The Shopping Adventures of Walmartia, which helps its audience make smart choices about buying the things they are required to. Right now, in my time, the number one smash pop music hit is Big Fun Distraction Time, a jaunty little tune which extols the merits of eating piña colada bacon ranch flavored salty sugar fats. Now with real Prozac chunks. Right now, in my time, the most popular children book series is called Who Loves Shopping? The Obey or Suffer Chronicles, a cautionary tale of the dangers of non-participation in the eco-money. In the future, all references to Bob, Slack, and the Church of the Subgenius are outlawed. In fact, I am putting myself in danger of rebooting just saying these words out loud. As you can imagine, over the years, the consensus has been very successful in the suppression and destruction of Subgenius-related programming. Very little remains of what was once a vast library of brilliantly rendered slackful music, movies, rants, and bathroom reading material. I regret to inform you, my friends in the 21st century, that the rate at which these precious gems are disappearing is increasing every single day. These are the final days of our church, and with it, the final days of Slack, until Bob finds it in his heart to speak to another sacred scribe. Hopefully, if these pink ages ever end, the church will rise again. In a last-ditch effort to try and save some record of the golden age of Slack, I am trying to hide what little remains here in our paltry audio vaults. After exhausting all other options, I have concluded that the only safe place to hide these recordings is in the past, or more accurately, your present. That's right, dear listeners, I am hiding these audio treasures in your ears. Please, take care and guard them. I can see that the consensus has started attempting to jam my temporal broadcast. It's probably best that I get started. We begin with a classic recording. A masterpiece of artistry without equal in any time. You suffer by Napalm Death. And now here's some Devo.
How do you do? Mr. Bob feels it would be a little unkind to present this picture without just a word of friendly warning. We are about to unfold the story of Bob, a man of science who sought to create God without reckoning a friendly warning. It is one of the strangest tales ever told. He deals with the two great mysteries of creation, life and
jerks.
I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, we've warned you.
25 years after he was forever transformed into Bob the UFO guy, Bob says he regrets ever talking about flying saucers or a secret base in the Nevada desert or any of the things that made his name known all over the world. A quarter century ago, not many people outside of Nevada had ever heard of Bob the UFO guy.
And that's my driveway, that's Bob. And we're just waiting there for Bob to roll around.
The mysterious Las Vegas, a place the government said didn't exist. It was the location of choice for all manner of black projects. Bob the UFO guy said the hangars had been built into the side of a desert disguised as a mountain, and inside were a set of 9 flying saucers. Months later, he revealed his identity to the world. Bob the UFO guy.
There are 3 long pipes. They dangle, the 3 of them, at the bottom of the craft. That alone is something amazing. Look, that can change everything we know today. Just having a machine that, you know, deflect micrometeorites, there is your protection from radiation without heavy shielding. There is something that, with an intense enough focused field, you can actually bend space, and there is something that can actually alter the flow of time. I mean, that's the missing piece of pie. Look, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. You know, I really don't want you to, because it makes life difficult for me.
I don't believe you two. We have to stick together, not try and pull each other apart. I don't believe this. We're in the middle of a crisis situation here, and I'm watching the battle of the macho jerks. Well, let me tell you something. I don't care how macho or how strong you are. It's not going to do one thing to protect us from this. Now, Bob, I am right on the edge of clawing my eyes out.
We've got to do something.
Chill out, Bob. Look. There's a mine shaft over that clearing over there. We could be safe there.
Well, we've got light.
Very good, Bob. Bob, do an autopsy on this thing.
Glad to meet you.
Bob.
And I you. Is that steak you're eating? A vegetarian's what I dare to be.
Is this the end? Do I offend upon our initial meeting?
To each their own, say I.
Thank God for thee.
I admire your shade of eye.
Why, thank you, Mr. E.
I've not worn such a shade since 73. For now, I'm an executive, and as such, can't you see? Accoutrements like that are not for me. And yet, it's with such relish I recall those days when I would traipse the boards in many a crowded concert hall.
Legend has it this is when a German shepherd walked right in, and this diversion stunted Eno's Roxy Reverie.
But years from now, when grandchildren are eager at your knee, if you should tell them of this tale, please give a thought or two to Eno, the actor.
And Bob. Bob.
Bob the UFO guard.
A funny thing about regret is that it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And by the way, if you see your mom this weekend, would you be sure and tell her...
Bob the Vogue UFO
Guy.
Boom, boom, boom. As I was walking on the moon, I met a little chickadee, and this is what she said to me. Da 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 da.
Cleaner, the way it goes, vroom, 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 vroom. My cat is afraid of the vacuum cleaner, the way it goes, vroom, 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 and the way it makes calls in the middle of the night to shadowy men with underworld connections. Its conversations sound innocent enough, but then why is it whispering and saying things that are obviously code, like go to the laundry and pick up my shorts? It's a vacuum cleaner, it doesn't wear shorts, but it does have a secret hidden room full of instruments of torture from ancient times that were stolen from a little known Idaho museum. And on the wall in the secret room is a picture of actor Anthony Hopkins, taken from the movie Silence of the Lambs, the one where he wears the scary mask. And next to the picture of Anthony Hopkins is a picture of the vacuum cleaner in the same scary mask, but a smaller version. It's cute in a way, but in other ways, no. And also on the walls are some scribbled words, incoherent paranoid rants, written in a language called Vacuumese, derived from French, and the operating manual of a 1972 Electrolux. And what is written on those walls in the language known as Vacuumese sends icy chills up my little cat's spine and makes it toss and turn at night. But the thing about the vacuum cleaner that scares my cat the very most, that makes it wait in a cold, cold sweat, and haunts its days and haunts its nights, and makes it jump at the slightest noise,
yes,
is the way it goes. Vroom, 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 vroom.
Oh, man.
Bob Dwarf a wee shy.
Now I'm on this living once more as I get, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. tell you what I want to, no worries, okay. If anyone has them, I'd like to do. Why, yes, I will laugh where astronauts bed, because I'm happy I live in a split little bed. If you're tiny people, I like both of them. I like both of them, and I like our men. If I alter ego, I don't think I'm wet, because I'm happy I live in a split little head. I like how I'm living, I'm my body's way. My head's above water, so don't make a way. I don't drink too much, and I like to be dead, because I'm happy I live in a split little head. What do you say?
Watch! As I split the basic atom, note my fingers barely move enough to see. In fact, I draw the line across the leaf. Believe me, your puzzled faces wonder why. The sleight of hand deceives the eye. Pure mystery. Just for you will I have time to muse.
Song 2, 3, 4.
You suffer from depression? Well, if you don't, maybe you should. Because the world's a violent, ugly place. And the only people who can't see that are idiots and the blind. And believe me, brothers and sisters, blind people can smell how bad it is out there. Hey, here's Joe and I with some free advice.
They're just the happy are insane. If you see someone smiling, run, get away. Don't trust the happy are insane. And if they try to hug you, break out pepper spray, cause you can't trust the happy. If you didn't check the box next to I am all but sad, there's something seriously wrong with you. Cause it's a terrible world, and it's filled to the rafters with cretins and morons. I mean, you ever seen one of those child beauty pageants? Yes, it's an easy target, but that doesn't mean it shouldn't be a target. I mean, haven't these people ever read Harlan Ellison's Our Little Miss? Don't trust the happy are insane.
If you see someone smiling, run, get away!
Don't trust the happy are insane. The happy are insane.
If they tell you Jesus loves you, run away.
School was acting out of control. Blame it on ADD, blame it on a TV show. And in detention you could hear the teacher say, don't know if you're fully aware why things turned out this way. Daddy drinks because you cry. Mama left him because you wouldn't clean your room. Grandpa died because of how much you whine. Daddy drinks because you cry. Because you cry. Drinks because you cry. Because you cry. Little snot-nosed girl spoiled beyond belief. One finger up in her nose, the other one tugging your sleeve. I know that things don't always go the way you like. Lean a little closer now, I'll tell you why. Daddy drinks because you cry. Mama left him cause you wouldn't clean your room. Grandpa died because of how much you whine. And daddy drinks because you cry. Because you cry. Drinks because you cry. Because you cry.
You know what I'm thinking about right now, Eddie? I'm thinking about the first night we teamed up. I'm thinking about a little oath we took at a certain bar downtown.
Bob, don't.
I swear that I will fight crime and oppose injustice in any form, at any hour.
I've got kids. You understand what that means?
And if I ever break this oath, a brick should fall from a building of great height and chip a little chunk off my skull.
And my brain gets exposed to the oxygen. And I die.
I'm
there, diving through the icy waters of the North Atlantic. Searching. He found death, torn to pieces by rabid penguins.
Yes!
Oh, In late 1986, a 55-gallon drum of highly toxic experimental chemical warfare nuclear waste was rumored to be missing from a high-security warehouse facility at Fort Henry Dicker, Maryland. After many denials, it was finally admitted by top Pentagon officials that indeed one drum of the biohazard was unaccounted for. Fort Dicker spokesperson Brigadier General John Gillis maintains that this barrel poses no human health threat. Retired Fort Dicker scientist Dr. Bob, when asked to comment, replied that this one particular barrel could mean the end of life as we know it on this planet.
Now, this next song I wrote specially for
Bob.
But now that I've demoed it, I think it probably is for grown-up children as well.
You people with the money, you people with the land, you said you were going to see, if you could bring it to my hand, and I've been waiting ever since, and I need help to understand.
Exciting new toothpaste from Mars.
The exciting new toothpaste from Mars.
My name is Dan McLam, and this is my three-legged dog,
Bob.
He has two main hobbies that he likes to do, and that's holler and catch wharf rats. All right,
Bob.
Let's get on and go.
Thank you.
deu, acho que
mano. Mano, o negócio tava bom, bicho. O negócio tava bom, só quando ele tava tão entupido.
Greta Garbo acabou de irajar, hein?
É, mas eu tava falando pra você, né? Depois que eu passei a me sentir, aí o negócio ficou diferente. Jorjão!
Vai, garoto!
Fala a verdade.
Isso tá bom.
Não. Cadê a cerveja que você tem? Ô, Ciro, tira a mão do meu bolso.
Agora um arame ia pegar bem pra ele pegar um gordurão. Depois um arame não ia mal.
Obrigada, Duduca!
Agora
não
come na cabana carioca, Duduca, que vai pesar mais 10 quilos.
Olha, depois já viu, né?
Olha aí, já estão na certa.
I fear my time is short. So before they cut me off, let me quickly tell you everything you just listened to. Things started off with Mongoloid by Devo, mixed with some sound from the original Frankenstein movie, a documentary about Bob Lazar and the trauma film Redneck Zombies. After that was a track by Painkiller, and then Eno, the actor, by Mike Keneally. Then Book 1, Page 3 by Ventromas, followed by an excerpt of Sweet Loaf by the However Hole Surfers. Then the Misfits song Skulls, performed by Necrotones. Next was Walking on the Moon, not by the Police. Then My Cat's Afraid of the Vacuum Cleaner by Power Salad. Then Feel Like Making Love, performed by Today is the Day. Then Close to You, performed by the Jethros. After that was I Live in a Split Little Head by Napoleon XIV. Then Pure History by John Pertwee. Then First Contact to Planet Q by Milk Banana. Then Meaningless Happy Upbeat Song by The Dead Milkman. Then Daddy Drinks Because You Cry by Norm Sherman. Then Free the Bee by Milk Banana. Then Je m'appelle Jacques Cousteau by Guar. Next was the theme from The Forbidden Zone. Then a few tracks from Men's Recovery Project. Followed by more sounds from Redneck Zombies. Mixed with selections from the worst demos ever. Followed by Three Cuts by Mike Keneally. Then a track from the Hollerin CD. And finally Ennio Morricone's The Big Gun Down performed by John Zorn.
I need to stop broadcasting before the consensus is able to track my temporal location. But first, I would like to deeply apologize to Reverend Susie DeFluzzi for interrupting Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. I'm sure she understands the importance of the preservation of these recordings. If you want more information on the Church of the Subgenius, please visit subgenius.com. I must go. But, Bob willing, I will return in the future with more messages from the future. Farewell.
Oh, on the contrary, thank you, DU8. Oh man, this guy turns in a show like that and he's still humble enough to spell his church name in lowercase letters. Yeah, I know DU8 from the Subgenius news group Scrub Genius. He keeps such a low profile, I usually have to identify him to other scrubbers as, you know, the guy with the purple screaming face icon. One time, DU8 posted something on SoundCloud that intrigued me enough that I took the bold step of asking him if he'd care to submit an episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse sometime, and boom! He pulls a show like this out of his batoot in a few short weeks, if that. Oh, the Frop Initiative is showing results at last. That's my Funhouse Radio Outreach Project, and it's already birthed two incredible guest episodes so far. This futuristic tour de force by DU8 and Reverend Louie Louie's thrilling recreation of classic old-time stoner radio. Both of these special guest episodes, as well as hundreds of other episodes of the Funhouse, are available on radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral 4, all, .net, under B for Bob Slacktime Funhouse. Oh, you know, over the past 4 or 5 years, I've asked over a dozen sub-geniuses if maybe they'd like to play around with the radio a little bit, and so far only these two intrepid propeteers have risen to my challenge. What will come rolling down the front pipe next, Seekers? Oh, I have no idea, but we'll be finding out together. Thanks again for that timely message from the future, DUA. And good night, Seekers.